I did it. I finally did the table read virtually for GG Family, Ghostly Ghoul Family. And I was going to, I said, I know, I kind of promised that I was going to upload it to this podcast, but so many things went wrong. The person that was the main character showed up an hour late. The audio went in and out for some people. Some people fell asleep. However, it was again invaluable for me as a writer. It was priceless. My intention was to maybe shave off a page. I shaved off 5.5 pages from listening to other people talk. I was like, okay, that's redundancy. We don't need them to say that. I can change around the wording because it's tripping people up as they're saying it. And I still have not gone through the last couple of pages. I have gone through perhaps 82% of the first two episodes. And I'm like stoked. I'm so happy. I'm annoyed that I still have to fix things. But I know that I would not, like, my brain would not have been able to make the changes unless I had this virtual table read. And most of the people I asked to do the table reads are not professionals. For BTW, I'm an Alien, I had two professionals voicing like the main characters, and they did an amazing job. They actually elevated the experience in the script to the point where I was like, whoa! I was so, and still am, so appreciative to them. This time around, though, I wasn't able to get in contact with them. The main person I had asked to do the narration had an impromptu surgery. And then people said they couldn't come. Then all of a sudden they changed it at the last minute and had to switch things around. So it didn't go according to plan. The people I had were all novices, except for two. They had been in the BTW read. So it was tricky for them. It was hard. They were uncomfortable. They were nervous. But it all played in very, very well to the script. I'm sure if it does go to production, having a table read again would be monumentously helpful, because I still feel like sometimes I say too much instead of really doing the subtle gestures that people do. But I did do more of that in the script. One of the main scenes that feels like a too long monologue, I was able to whittle that down. That was the biggest triumph for me. And it still says all the things I really want it to say. Oh my God, it was like, I think I shaved off 2.5 pages for that. I might be wrong. It might just be just two. But if I had just left it the way it was, I know I would get marked down by any industry professional, probably. It was too clunky. It's still probably what people would think is too long. I really, really, really wanted it to be an 8 pages. I tried. I really did. But it is 10.5. And I'm just going to allow it to be 10.5. And I added some parts that make it longer. It would just be 10. But the half part is me showing what's actually happening. So with the right director, I'm sure the script could be rejudged. But my main goal, my wholehearted intention, is to get GG Family to the highest level I'm capable of. And once I read through the last 3 episodes, I know that I will have elevated to my highest potential. I can't do better than what I'm doing. I've done everything. I've gotten feedback. I've waited a year to read some parts, and then I come back to it with fresh eyes. I keep learning about screenplay writing, and then I go back and change things. I found my go-to words that I overuse, and I remove them, such as begins to, starts to, looks, walks, you know, as. I use those words too often. So yes, the action lines could be more poetic, because I had one person give feedback, and the sign, the scene, the whole sentence was just beautiful, and I wrote it into the script, and I was like, wow, if I could write like that, the story would be 10 times better, but I don't write like that, and there's parts where I can make it more poetic, but right now as a writer, I am pretty blunt and exact about things. I'm not as colorful with my words as I could be. And I do worry that I'm not doing enough with giving the visuals. Because sometimes when you're so hell-bent on doing one thing, and you read through the script and you do that, then your brain doesn't get the other stuff that you thought that you were getting. And it's because your brain can't focus on too many things at once. So I've read the script so many times. I thought I have improved it so many times, but the table read brought in just a new perspective. So I have paid two people at separate occasions to read through the episodes with me, and they did a great job. But I have to have other voices, other people saying things, or it doesn't have the same power for me. If I have the same cadence in voice throughout the entire script, my brain's going to shut off. But if it's like a different voice, a different cadence on every page, almost every line, that perks up my brain and I become more present, more able to see what's working and what's not working, to hear what's working and not working. So the first episode used to be 45 pages. It's now 42. And the second episode used to be 44, and now it's 41. So happy. The remaining episodes, which maybe I'll be able to read through tonight and tomorrow, those are 41 pages and 35 pages. I don't like that the final episode is only 35. So I'm going to see if some of the scenes I took out in the first couple of episodes can go into the last one. It is essentially how long TV shows are. So if you pay attention to shows, not streaming shows, but actual shows that still have... Sorry, my brain completely shut off. It's because I was trying to fast and I gave up. It was almost 24 hours, and so I just ate something. So it's just my body's finally getting more nutrients. I'll maybe fast next weekend. Commercials is the word I was looking for. So for an hour series, it's normally 41 to 42 minutes because you have to break up the episode to put in the commercials. So I wanted it to be a 45-minute show or an hour show. Or for a lot of streaming platforms, it doesn't really matter that much because they don't have commercials. So it can be any length as long as it's not like 2 hours and then one is 20 minutes, you know. So I just did it yesterday. Nope. The day before that, I did the table read on Friday, then started fixing it after, then all Saturday I was focusing on fixing it, and now it's Sunday and I'm still not finished. And it's because I'm so irritated sometimes that I have to read through it again, because it's a 3-year-old script, even longer for the story. The story came to me in 2010. I only wrote it in 2019. So just reading the same thing over and over again can become really annoying after a while. And there were so many mishaps with the table read that I did fast forward through some of it when people were like tripping over their words too much, but that didn't happen that often. So yeah, I'm sorry that you won't be able to hear the virtual table read. Just know that it went really well. I'm really happy with it. And I do believe either next year, I didn't say that correctly. I meant to say next year, I plan for it to be either made into a podcast or a graphic novel. Or perhaps I'll find the right producer and they'll find the right director and we can make it. I don't know. I do know that I'm very annoyed that there's still not enough content with First Nations people in it. There's only 3 shows that my friend and I were aware of that we actually liked and enjoyed. I just talked to her yesterday and we talked about Trickster, which was a Canadian TV show and they canceled it, which still makes me really angry. Then there's Reservation Dogs, and I'm nervous that it's going to be canceled after season 2. And then there's, I'm laughing just because it is one of the most hilarious shows, Resident Alien, Asta, and her father, and her mother, and her daughter are in it, and they're First Nations people. And I want more of that. I need more of that. And I don't know what it's going to take. There's so much content out there, yes. But I think less than 1% is of Indigenous, like fully Indigenous stories. And my story is not just about Indigenous people. It's also about white and black and Asian. I'm just really hoping that this story is told. And of course I love my other scripts, but it's really GG Family and BTW that I'm fully in love with right now. And that love I want to share with the ones who will appreciate it. I was going to say with the world, but you know, the world doesn't necessarily want that. I just feel like I need to get it out there, and I'm going to bend over backwards. I'm going to do everything I can to get this story told. Because it's about the traumatic dance that First Nations people and African people share with being colonized. And it's very spiritual. I sigh just because I am frustrated that it's taken me this long to get to this level with my writing. I wish I had done better earlier. But I have so many difficulties I have to overcome when I write. I have different audio processing than some people. I also am dyslexic a bit. And my attention is not the greatest. And then just learning difficulties and never really mastering English as much as I would have liked to. But anyway, this is not a poor me. It is just my own frustration with myself. But then again, other people have been like, we've been in the industry for 10 years and we haven't found a manager. And I'm like, 2 years in, woo, it's taking too long. And then 3 years, ah, I want to give up. But I don't really want to give up. I feel like the time is now. So many things were canceled and didn't get a fair shake during the pandemic. So if I had been really perhaps already elevated to this level and put my stories out there, it might have been harder. But now, because I'm just getting started, I'm just really feeling like I'm in the place where I know enough about the industry to succeed in it, So I feel like 2023 is the year. And the world's changed. Like, I don't think your career has to be over by the time you're 50. You know? So, how old is Shonda Rhimes? I forget. Shonda Rhimes. I'm Googling her. She's 52. And she's just getting started. Not just getting started. Basically, when I say just getting started, she has so much more that she's going to give the population. 20 more years, probably, of quality content. So that means I have maybe 30. Maybe longer. Because I'm never going to stop being creative. And so it's exciting to me. I do know the industry will be very, very different. And I've talked about this in other episodes about what I see the future of entertainment being. It's a merger of the gaming world with unscripted, scripted content. Too complicated to explain in this one. I am writing it into some of my stories so people can really understand what's going on. But then we'll all just have to get older and see it for ourselves. Streaming will not be the way it is right now. It'll start changing within this decade. People are moving out of having execs, like a person or a handful of people saying yes or no to what I get to consume. We, as Americans, love our freedom. And so I believe that we're going to move more into crowdfunding where, okay, people like VOA, let us put up $50 each to get it made and to enjoy it. It'll be based off of what the public really wants, and not just the public. There will be cult followings that will be able to bring up enough money to see what they want to see made. And I'm excited for that. There will be far less barriers, far less gatekeepers to keep creativity back. I believe we're going to go back to the Wild West of the 1990s, where just everything was being made. And we are almost there with YouTube. It's made it a lot easier for people to just push out content all the time. So that's what I'm saving up for now. I'm saving up to get more of my stories made. I did hire someone to do some art for one of my horror scripts. I'm going to check in with her today. Hopefully I can put it on YouTube. Then I'm going to write out more of my stories in 2023. I just couldn't this year. Too much going on in my regular life. But I'm good. Like, I feel really good about myself and my writing. So I don't know what will happen with this podcast. I might delete all of the episodes and then start doing the actual fictional podcast with content of the stories instead of me jibber-jabbering. I said I was going to do that at the start of this year. It just didn't go according to plan, as per usual. But I really do want it to shift more into the actual stories in the coming year. Or it might just go into YouTube. I don't know. I don't know exactly what I'm doing. But if I'm being completely truthful and honest to my heart's desire, I do want some fictional podcast episodes. I want some actual storytelling going on. I'm looking to find the right people to partner with. I do want to do more content on YouTube. And then I still want to find a manager and get the right producer to create the content. I didn't do anything looking for a manager this year. Well, I mean, this October I did apply to two competitions And that's all I've done this year, or maybe, yeah, I think that's all I've done this year. And then I sent a query letter to, I don't remember the company right now, but it was one that stood out to me, and they did respond and asked me to sign a waiver and send in one of my scripts, and I did that. The problem with that is you never know if they don't like it, because they don't respond. They only respond if they actually like it. So I'm thinking, if I don't hear back from them in the next 8 months, then it's a no-go. And it's just time to put it out there, like meet new people, stop trying to do everything through the internet. I feel like it's more impactful when you call people, when you meet them in person. So that's my goal. I'm in New York now. It was so hard to envision connecting with the industry when I was all the way in Canada. So New York is a hub for the writers, and so I'm going to put myself out there. And I'll update you. There's nothing else to really talk about. I will do an episode about Shonda Rhimes and how she's influenced me and what I like about her storytelling at some time. Bye!